Greg Grubel, Mark Durant, and Mawut Mag joining us on Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live. Mawut, congratulations to you and the boys. How do you describe what we just saw tonight here in Ames?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me. And just describing it, you know, words can't even describe what just occurred. You know, Iowa State top 10 team. So, you know, I think one of the GAs just told me that they're 15 in a row against top 25 teams. So we just came in. It's a group effort. The coaches, the players, everybody, the nutritionists, the strength coaches. I think we just came in and we just had the mentality to come in and do whatever it takes to win. And I feel like we just followed the game plan. And you know, once we faced adversity, we didn't fall. We just kept, you know, we just embraced it and we just kept pushing through.
First reflection, Mawut. By the way, congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was so great. Our first reflection. What were a couple of plays that kind of stood out to you that you thought were particularly big in this one?
You know, Kaba, you know, he getting rebounds and the chase down block. That's a big one. And also, you know, down the hole. When down the hole hit the when it was crazy in here, like words can't even describe how loud it got in here. But when down the hit the big three, and even the last stop we had too was big. So I think there's numerous plays that we did that I can go for days and hours. But I feel like those are the main ones, but I feel like, you know, we just did a good job, and I'm just glad for everybody and our teammates.
What were you thinking when Trey Stewart's leading the two-on-one and suddenly he thinks that Dallin Hall is Kay Vakata and lobs it up for him?
Nah, I don't even know. I was confused. I was like, yo, who are you throwing up to? And then Dallin just rose up and just dunked it. I was like, man. And that was a game changer. I felt like that gave us juice and like that gave us confidence and joy. As you can see in the timeout, if you go back, everybody had joy. Everybody was hyped up. And just hyped for Dallin to, you know, go out there and go up and, you know, show his bunnies.
All right, Mawut Mag visiting with us. Let's get to our Waystar star of the game. It is brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. So many stars. But Richie Saunders leads BYU with 23, including 13 of 13 at the free throw line. He added six rebounds and a pair of assists. Richie, in 47 minutes, by the way. 47!
Man.
Is the Waystar star of the game. The Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the game. Brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years. Proud sponsor of BYU basketball. We're going to go with DH. He goes 32 minutes. He ends up with 22, a season high in scoring, five rebounds, and three assists for DH as well. Those are our postgame honorees. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back more with Mawut Mag from Hilton Coliseum in Ames. BYU 88, Iowa State 85. Double overtime win for the Cougs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Grubel with more Big O Tires Cougar postgame live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside to Hilton Coliseum here in Ames, Iowa. BYU in double overtime defeats Iowa State 88-85. Mawut Mag, one of four Cougs in double figures, 10.6 rebounds, joining us here courtside. Another quick moment or two with Mawut. And you've been with us looking at the numbers during the commercial breaks. What jumps out to you from what you see tonight?
It's the rebounding. I didn't know. The game's high paced and everything, so a lot of things go on pretty fast. But just to see that we got literally 52 rebounds and they got 24 is unbelievable. You know, I feel like even though we turned the ball over, I feel like that's a huge component too. And you know, it just showed toughness. You know, our guys that, you know, we're able to get the stop and also get the rebound, score the rebound. So that's pretty big and everything. So just the rebounding, it's like. It's crazy.
Well, that last defensive possession was awesome. Take us what you guys were trying to do, what you talked about in the timeout, and you got that shot clock violation.
Well, first and foremost, you know, Coach in the timeout, he challenged us. You know, he said just like Arizona, he's like, we want to get this stop right here, and we want to go home. And he challenged us. He looked us all of us in the eyes and everything, and he just wanted toughness and everything. So we came out, and Coach had a plan, you know, switch 1-5, and also just show toughness and get the stop. Get the job done, whatever it takes. Just get the job done, and we did that. So I'm just glad of that.
So what does it say about a team that's now gone into Arizona and gone into Ames, and even you could add Morgantown, tough win after tough win after tough road win at a time when the pressure is high and March Madness is around the corner? You're doing all this at this time of year. What does that say to you about your BYU teammates and this BYU team?
It just shows toughness, you know, and what we're built of and what we're made of too. You know, I feel like any adversity, anything that's thrown in front of us, we're going to always prevail and also never give up and also just, you know, just show the will and have the determination to win. So I feel like it just shows what type of guys we are and what we're made of.
Okay, last thing for you, and we'll let you go.
Yes, sir.
Saturday night, yeah. Marriott Center.
Yes, sir.
It's your senior night. You had one glorious season as a BYU Cougar. What do you think about Saturday?
Man, you know, it's going to be a very emotional moment, you know, last game, especially for some of our seniors, but I feel like, you know, we just got to just win the game and also just cherish the moments, too, with our teammates and just finish the season strong. And, you know, it's time for postseason, so that's the best time in the season. So I feel like the way we're training right now, we're going to be very hard to beat. And we just got to keep on working. Don't be too high. Don't be too low. And just stay mid. And, yeah, everything else is going to take care of itself.
I love it. Well, way to go in taking care of Iowa State tonight. We'll see you on the plane. Thank you,
Mawet. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
That is Mawet Mag.